Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, rack a line for me. I'm not sleeping and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, rack a line for me. In the donkey dusty morning and I come following you.
Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. It is Friday night. It is time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brain behind a successful local business, I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he stacked Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's giving us his exclusive business ideas so we can poke holes into it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Mark Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome to the frying pan.
Thanks for having me, Justin. Good to talk to you.
Well, you know, I want to say that I was looking at a couple of archives, and I realized that we are upon our one-year anniversary of the frying pan. So congratulations
way.
on a year of event. I mean, a year of so many different inventions.
Yeah.
And workshops and failed endeavors.
How many winners?
I don't know. I mean, how many do you think you've won over the past year?
You know, it's been a whole year, and that to me, that just says too many to count. So,
yeah, right.
Onwards and upwards.
Oh, good. Well, you know what? It is a brand. I mean, look at it this way, as they say, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
There you go. So, Steve Gadlin each week gives us a new idea. Like we said, we workshop at Yay or Nay. 312-981-7200. You can text. You can call in, and give us your opinion on Steve Gadlin's latest invention. Steve, you ready?
Yes, sir.
What's tonight's frying pan?
Okay, well, you know, what I love about this show, Justin, is you say I go from the pressure cooker of pitching to Mark Cuban, and then I add the frying pan here. So a lot of food and cooking metaphors, which is appropriate for this week's invention. The business idea I have in mind, it's called the Star Wars Banana Peeler. Now, think about a banana. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you're on the go, and you don't have time to peel your banana. It takes a lot of dexterity and work to peel a banana before you eat it. With the Star Wars banana peeler, you put your banana in the device, you press a button, and 15 seconds later, you have a fully peeled banana ready to eat.
The Star Wars banana peeler. Why?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I always hesitate because I don't want to ask the questions that are the obvious questions because I want to let my listeners ask those questions, but you know,
sure.
Right off the bat, it's really hard. There's one question I have. Star Wars banana peeler.
Yes. So it's everyone loves the movie Star Wars, and we're going to make the banana peeler look like that one of those CP3P robots, the space robots from Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
because Star Wars is so big right now. So that's one way we can convince investors to invest in the business, because by making it a Star Wars banana peeler, that gives it a lot more appeal, no pun intended, than it would if it was just a banana peeler.
Hmm.
That's just a method people use so that people are more interested in buying more of their product. So we call it the Star Wars banana peeler. We make it look like that CP3P robot, and then we're aces. We sell a million of them.
All right, the Star Wars banana peeler, that's tonight's frying pan idea. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We want to hear from you. What do you think? I mean, I have questions. I still have a couple questions.
Yeah, well, you know, I think all questions are answered the next time. It's something we do without thinking about it. We peel our bananas, but next time pay attention to how long it takes you and how much dexterity it takes and how much you wish you could just start eating that banana sooner. Plus, if you've got 10 to 20 bananas to peel for school lunches or something, that's, you know, this is one way to avoid the repetitive motion of peeling.
Okay. All right. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break here. Line up the calls. Get everybody ready so we can have some conversation, discussion, and workshop the idea of the Star Wars banana peeler with the audience. 312-981-7200. It's the Frying Pan here on the download. Stay with us.
Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, rack the line for me. I'm not sleeping and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, rack the line for me. In the donkey dust the morning and I'll come following you.
It's a download, and it's Friday night at 10 o'clock, so you know what that means. It is time for the Frying Pan. Local innovator Steve Gadlin, who is the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com, is with us every Friday night to give us his latest business idea. Tonight, that idea is, Steve?
It's the Star Wars banana peeler. So this is an electric banana peeler device that you purchase for your home. So if you want to eat a banana, instead of having to go through the mindless and sort of tedious task of peeling it, you put it in the Star Wars banana peeler, mm-hmm. press a button, and 15 seconds later, you have a fully peeled banana ready to eat. And just to capitalize on some of this Star Wars fame, we're modeling it to look like CP3P, the robot, the space robot from Star Wars, which everybody loves that guy.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. 312-981-7200. Glenn, yay or nay on the Star Wars banana peeler?
I think it's a yay with reservation.
Okay.
Star Wars is good, but it's going to be a novelty approach because anyone who's a fan of Star Trek would never buy anything that resembles anything from Star Wars.
Right.
And 15 seconds to peel a banana, I could probably peel three of them. But in itself, if you as a novelty, it'd be all right for that that Star Wars fan that you have in the family.
All right.
But it's a good idea,
Glenn. Thank you. There you go.
Like always, his ideas are perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks, Glenn.
I don't know about perfect, but we'll take it. I mean, it's
he said yay, but then he took issue with every part of it. So
that's good. You take it as a yay.
Yeah, I'll take it as a yay. And correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure your callers will, but I'm pretty sure that CP3P is in Star Wars and Star Trek. And Star Trek,
I don't think that they cross over, but. Yeah.
No, they were. One of them was a sequel to the other, and one of the threads that connected them was CP3P. So, but that's your callers will correct me.
Yeah. Mike asked the question on 708. Wouldn't it be more sense to develop a smartphone app that peels the banana? I think what he's referring to is this is an old concept, the electronic peeler.
Yeah, and actually, if he's asking that ironically, this is Bluetooth compatible. So there are smartphone controls. If you want to set a banana in the peeler, but then you have to run to another room, you can still initiate banana peeling remotely using Bluetooth with your phone if you remain within 30 yards.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. 630 says, wouldn't licensing costs for the use of the Star Wars name cut into profits?
Well, I'll tell you, that's not something we've looked into yet. I don't know that you have to license something that's so obviously in the public domain at this point. Star Wars has been around for a long time. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So I don't think it'll be an issue.
Okay. I'm not a licensed. Maybe someone listening knows more about copyright infringement, things like that. Maybe you can give us a call because I'm not sure either, but I think you would have to pay royalties to Star Wars because it is a name.
Well, there, so is Banana Peeler for that matter. That's a name.
All right.
So it's a compound name.
Well, I'm not an expert in this area, but I think you would have to give Star Wars a. Anyway, move on. 773 says, nay, I just peeled a banana in 7 seconds. Why is your machine so slow?
Well, our machine is slow because it's careful. Okay, when you peel a banana, how many times do you get a smushed banana top, right? Or how many times do you start on one end and then mess it up and have to restart on the other end? Probably, I'd say 2 out of every 8 bananas peeled end in disaster. Now, with the banana peeler, we cut that down to 1 in 8, where you might have to redo. So it's, 7 in 8 peel perfectly. It takes 15 seconds. And, yeah, maybe 7 seconds your first banana. But, again, if you're peeling 20 or 30 bananas for your kid's lunch in the morning, then multiply that times 7.
Right.
But multiply that times 15, it's still bigger, but you can do other things while they're peeling.
Okay. 847 says, one, no, everyone does not like Star Wars. Two, why would I want to completely peel the banana? I want to gradually pull down the peel as I eat it so that I don't have to get banana all over my hands. That's the point. Is it really that hard for you to peel a banana? I imagine peeling an orange must be an insurmountable task for you.
No, no. There are tools already that do this for oranges. Thank goodness. Maybe that texter, and I think this is the only person who mentioned it, so this is probably pretty rare, they probably don't eat bananas like I do. I peel the peel entirely and then eat the banana. Hmm. You get banana on your hands, but then you lick the banana off your fingers. I think they're referring to how a monkey eats a banana, and that's just not how people do it. None that I've seen, anyway.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Let's go to 217. Says, yes, Star Wars is owned by Disney, so I'll bet that's a huge issue.
Okay, well, it's not really owned by anyone. It's become pop culture.
Yeah, but I think the franchise and the trademark of Star Wars is owned by Disney.
But
they paid for that, so they get the royalties off anything that was...
Well, they get to make the movies.
No, I know, but I think that they...
And I'm pretty sure they have not paid specifically for a license for a banana peeler. So, you know, I'd be breaking new ground with the Star Wars banana peeler. Mm-hmm. That's how come when you go to stores like Target, you see Lifesavers that you can buy. The candy, they're not paying Star Wars for that.
Why would they pay Star Wars?
Lifesavers is the sword, the space sword.
Oh, right. No.
I'm just saying, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's lightsaber.
Star Wars banana peeler, I'm pretty sure, falls into the public domain. Public domain.
All right. 708 says, may the common sense be with you. Someone has to be pretty lazy to need a banana peeler, they say.
Well, again, we're assuming people just peel one banana in the morning, but I'm talking about the common situation of peeling 20 to 30 bananas for your child's lunch in the morning. So there's no, you know, yes, I wouldn't buy this for someone if I knew they only had to peel one banana a day. But if you're like me and you're peeling bananas all morning just so you can send your kids off to school with a healthy lunch, then this is a useful tool. It frees you up to do other things while those bananas are peeling.
773 takes issue with your knowledge of apes. You know, apes peel bananas from the opposite end. Not peel one. They peel from the other
side. But they do peel from an end. Now, the banana peeler deposits out the back side of it a fully peeled banana. So, again, I don't care what end the apes peel the banana from it. This is different. This peels it so that you can eat the banana the way people eat bananas, like in fruit salad or, you know, just plain banana. Or if you're making banana bread, how many bananas do you have to peel? Again, this is it's for industrial use in the common home.
All right. Well, 630 goes back to the licensing issue. For instance, they say no bar owner will have a, quote, Star Wars peeled banana eating contest. They can't. It's against the law.
I don't understand that. I don't understand the point of that one. No bar owner would have a Star Wars.
Well, I just think that, like, a bar wouldn't. I don't. Yeah, like, I think that their point being that they're not allowed to be able to say it's Star Wars night or anything like that, because Star Wars is a property that's owned by Disney.
Well, it's in the public domain, and again, I'm not a lawyer.
No, you're not.
But I'm pretty sure that we would be covered by public domain.
Well, 815 says yay.
Find someone who doesn't know Star Wars. Oh, good, good.
They say my daughter makes smoothies, so this would be helpful. However, you really need to check your patent laws.
Why?
Because I think that they're saying that you can't just throw the word Star Wars
get into the Star Wars part of it, fine.
That's, yeah.
You know, we're not making a movie called Star Wars. This is the Star Wars banana peeler. It just happens to look like CP3P from the movies the space robot. So it's, right. You know, and that's just so that more people buy it. But it's not a detail I want to get hung up on.
All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, yay or nay to the Star Wars banana peeler?
Negative, no. Hey, let me just ask him a question. Who in their right mind peels 20 to 30 bananas for their kids for school in the morning? And secondly, if you did peel it, how would your kid eat it? How would you transport it to school for the kid?
Great question. Thanks,
Ron. Well, I don't know if these are rhetorical questions or if he really wants answers to them.
I just think that it's a little – I think that if you're basing your product, the new invention, on the fact that people are peeling 20 or 30 bananas for their kids' lunch, that's probably not very relatable, meaning nobody does that.
Well, I beg to differ. I think you're going to get a few callers who spend most of their morning peeling bananas for their kids' lunch.
Okay.
You know, and not just for the sandwich. I'm not just talking about peeling bananas for a banana sandwich, but for fruit salad, for a regular banana, for banana bread, all sorts of things. So, you know, and how would you transport them? Well, you might slice one of them and put it in between two slices of bread with some ketchup for a banana ketchup sandwich. You might put the whole banana, peeled banana, in a plastic bag. Or you might put it in a fruit salad. I mean, these are silly questions. You transport the banana the same way you already transport banana.
Yeah, but the point...
Okay.
All right, well... I have to resist.
No,
I know. I'm trying to resist the urge of arguing with you because you know it's not my job. I'm moderating.
Right.
Okay. You know what? Let's take a break. Get to the news. There are people on the line. Stay on the line. I also have a lot of texts that are coming through. 312-981-7200 is the number. It's the frying pan. It's Friday night here on WGN Radio. The idea this week: Star Wars banana peeler. What do we think? 312-981-7200.
Hey, Mr. Fireman, man, whack the line for me. I'm not sleeping and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Fireman, man, whack the line for me. In the donkey dusty morning and I'm following you.
It's a download here. It's Friday night on WGN, so that means the frying pan with local innovator Steve Gadlin. Gadlin, of course, the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He won on the show Shark Tank. He got a development deal with Mark Cuban. So now, before he brings new ideas to Cuban, he tries them out here on the download on the frying pan. Steve Gadlin, tonight's idea?
It's the Star Wars banana peeler, which is an electronic banana peeler. Operates on rechargeable batteries and will peel a banana for you in 15 seconds. And is also designed to look a little bit like CP3P, everybody's favorite robot from the Star Wars movie.
Right, and I haven't, you know, I'm culling together a bunch of texts, and I think that there's actually one here that's really good, that says bananas are peeled right before eating. Nothing about Star Wars is public domain, and the robot's name is not CP3P, it's C3PO.
You know, there were a lot of robots in the movie.
Right. But I'm just telling you that the whole time I've noticed that you've been saying it wrong. And I think the people are, yeah. Anyway,
I'm talking about CP3P. It's another one of the famous robots. It's not the golden one, not the tall golden one. You know, it's a different one of the other robots that's really popular from Star Wars.
Okay, fine. There we go. 262's got a good point. I'm up for new inventions just like the next guy. I've got 9 children. First of all, do you know anything about children? The main thing they like to do is peel their own bananas. Second of all, if you peel it and put it in a plastic bag, it will turn brown. Third of all, good luck to getting a child to eat a banana and ketchup sandwich. Enough said. Try again.
Okay, well, you know, I do have 3 children of my own. So I would like to politely disagree with everything that caller stated.
Okay.
So, I just disagree with each of the points.
630 says, my young kids eat bananas peeled all the way, so I say yes to this product.
Great.
Is this product safe for kids to operate?
No. It's got a cute robot exterior, so it's safe for them to look at. But the way the tool operates, you want to drop it in, hit the button, and step back at least 10 feet. I would not trust a kid to be near it. There are several exposed blades. It makes it a lot of fun to watch, but it's not a toy.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on the line, frying pan. Yay or nay to Star Wars banana peeler?
Well, I got in the car and turned on the radio, and my first thing that I heard was something about Star Wars being in the public domain, and yeah. I took issue. And then I also heard that, yes, the golden droid is called C-3PO. The other one is called R2-D2, and then the one in the new one was called BB-8. So there is no C-3P3 or whatever it is. But that is beside the point. My point here calling is definition. No, there's no such thing. I am a huge Star Wars fan, sir. I've watched all the movies.
Well, watch the movie. Watch the movie again.
Sir, you are mistaken. In fact, the fact that you definitely have wrong. Star Wars is not in the public domain. To define public domain, that's exclusive intellectual property rights that have expired, have been forfeited, or just are not applicable.
No, it's public domain because everybody knows about it.
Sir,
everybody
please,
has heard of it.
No. That
it's
doesn't mean anything. No, sir. That's pop culture, but please allow me to finish. An example of something that is in the public domain is something, say, like Shakespeare novels or early silent films before copyrights existed, or the copyright term expired. The exclusive rights of Star Wars, the intellectual property, was owned by George Lucas and Lucasfilm. Disney bought Lucasfilm and all the intellectual rights. The reason you referred to something about candy. They can't, you know, they don't pay Star Wars. Actually, they used it under permission, under license. And in fact, they paid a licensing fee. So the reason why is, here's an example. I hope you have a really good lawyer, because you're going to have, first off, Mark Cuban will embarrass you publicly on TV if you go and bring this in front of him. Secondly, hopefully you have a good lawyer, because the Disney lawyers that are on the payroll of the Walt Disney Company will be after you. And I will give you an example. There, locally where I live out in near Lockport, there was a veterinary clinic specifically devoted to cats named the Aristocats Clinic. Well, here's a problem. Disney came calling and said that own intellectual property to the actual term Aristocat because of the movie The Aristocat. And that particular clinic, rather than fighting Walt Disney,
the movie was The Aristocrats.
Said they will. No, that's because it is their exclusive intellectual property.
The Aristocrats.
It is still the Aristocat is the exclusive intellectual property.
Matt, if I can jump in real quick, Matt, and thank you for your point. I think what Matt is saying is that the Disney lawyers are very serious about this kind of thing. And since they own the Star Wars trademark, as Matt is explaining, it is not in the public domain and you cannot use Star Wars willy-nilly.
He mentioned Shakespeare, and I saw one of those. He said Shakespeare's public domain, but I saw a BuzzFeed video where they were asking people on the street questions about Shakespeare, and a lot of people hadn't even heard of it. And then Star Wars, everyone heard of it. So one, sir, obviously, public domain over the other.
Sir, no, that is not. The reason why that is public domain is because that was created before copyright laws existed. Okay?
Well, then how come a lot of people still don't know about it?
Also, not to mention, I am also a journalism major. BuzzFeed does not qualify for anything reputable. So common knowledge is nothing. It's stuff saying...
I wish you the best of luck at school, sir.
I'm sorry, sir, but you are wrong. You are absolutely wrong. Let me ask you this. Is Game of Thrones common knowledge? Have you heard of Game of Thrones?
Well, no, because it's on HBO and a lot of people don't get it.
You've heard of it, correct?
You've heard of it, Steve.
It's on pay cable.
That doesn't mean anything. They own the exclusive rights to broadcasting the adaptation. The exclusive rights are owned by the author, George R.R. Martin. Yet, you just told me right now, you know of it, it's common knowledge, yet you can't touch it. Why? Because you are not under license
by George
Martin.
But
Matt, thank you so much. We're going to move on, but thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
I sell a lot more Star Wars banana peelers than Game of Thrones banana peelers.
Well, Steve, I know you to be a very competent inventor and innovator. I think what Matt is saying.
Thank you.
I think what Matt was saying is that you can't use Star Wars.
Well, that's his opinion.
All right. Well, he told you you better watch out with Disney lawyers, things like that. So anyway, 312-981-7200 to phone. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll read the rest of the text, some of the more colorful stuff tonight, and really get sort of see where we're at with how we did with the Star Wars banana peeler this week.
Great.
On the frying
Can't
pan.
Wait.
Stay with us.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, rack the line for me. I'm not sleeping and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Frying Pan Man, rack the line for me. In the donkey dusty morning and I come following you.
It's a download. WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Steve Gadlin is my guest. Tonight's idea, Star Wars banana peeler. Connor, yay or nay to the Star Wars banana peeler?
I think it is idiotic.
Okay.
Stupid, and no one would ever want to buy it.
So that'd be a nay. Okay, well, there you go.
Very simple.
Okay, thanks, Connor. Appreciate that. She's honest, or he's honest.
Yeah, but I don't think it's, they're not acknowledging the merits of a cool CP3P shaped thing. I mean, everyone buys the Star Wars stuff, so people will buy it. End of story.
Mark, yay or nay on Star Wars banana peeler?
Nay. I think it's got to be a complete joke, really. I mean, you're not even getting C-3PO, right? And
I'm talking about a different droid.
There is no different droid. No, there's no C-3PO.
Watch the movie again, sir.
I think I'd rather buy a Star Wars nose picker than a banana peeler. I mean, it's ridiculous. I agree with Connor.
Okay.
That would be a joke.
Thanks.
And who wants to throw a banana? What? A kid can't use it? Come on. I mean, the kid's going to be drawn to it. He's going to have his hands cut open because he wants to play with the banana peeler. Ridiculous.
Right. Thanks.
So you admit
thanks,
it
Mark.
Is? Okay. He's admitting that it's something people would want right there.
Well, I don't think that's... all right, let's go to some of the texters here. Kind of rapid fire. We got a lot tonight, Steve.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to it as fast as we can. 847,
okay.
I'm done with this. I'm going to turn this off because I can't handle Steve G's attitude, all caps.
Wow.
Much less his inventions, he also argues too much.
Okay, well, that person doesn't know what it takes to make it in entrepreneurism.
606 says, I think... he is smoking crack.
No.
There's a lot of emojis in that, so I'm not sure if that's... I'm not sure what's that. 312 says, does Steve's mother not love him anymore? That's it.
She does.
Okay.
I don't understand the relevance.
214, he's wrong, comma, wrong. Okay. 313 says, get this guy off the air. He's arguing what he doesn't know. He is not entertaining.
Okay.
773. Hold on, I got more.
One caller.
I got more. 773. Why will this guy never admit when he's wrong?
Hey, I'll admit when I'm wrong. I just wish people would focus on, instead of things like Star Wars and the 20 or 30 bananas for your kid's lunch and CP3P, let's focus on the merits of the invention. What right. about that it peels bananas? No one's even talking about that.
Well, 262 says, any machine you need to step back 10 feet from to operate should not be on your kitchen counter. It's dangerous. Dumb idea.
It's just a recommendation. It's not, we're not going to make you stand 10 feet back.
Sue from Glenview, who's always very, very entertaining with her texts on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Can the peeled banana then be carried in a Han Solo cup?
That's funny. Yeah. I think you're going to run into... a couple of copyright issues with Han Solo Cup, though, because Solo Cup's already a thing. So,
right. I think. 815 says this product's brilliant, as are most
Thank
of
you.
His ideas.
Thank you.
Where can I buy one? That's nice.
Well, I'm glad you asked, but it's not available in stores yet.
214 says no to peeler. This dude is lame.
Okay.
773 says, I love your show. Thank you very much. But I'm wondering why you let this lunatic on it to ruin it.
Huh. Okay.
So there's that.
Wow. Wow.
773 says, there's no way God allowed this man to reproduce.
Well,
no, that
he
might
did.
Be, yeah,
he or she did. Equal rights, right?
Right, right.
Equal pay, equal rights.
It's C-3PO, idiot.
Right. I know there's C-3PO. I'm talking about a different droid, CP-3P. If you don't remember CP-3P, it's time to put Star Wars back in your, right. your movie player.
Banana ketchup sandwich, yuck, 847.
Well, that's not what my kids say.
Okay. 2030 banana, this is 847, 2030 bananas per day. No one should be consuming that much one food type per day.
Well, has anyone thought to ask how many kids I have, right? They're assuming these are 20 to 30 bananas for one child.
Right.
And that, my friends, is absurd.
I think 847 says, I think you might want to put this idea on the back shelf, which is where your peeler is going to end up.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of these kitchen gadgets, people buy for the novelty and they never use it.
Right, right.
That doesn't bother me. That's fine. I'm talking to investors here, not potential customers. They're still going to buy the thing because it says Star Wars on it and it looks like CP3P.
847 says, I think your inventor's been smoking banana peels.
well, okay.
630 says, maybe you can transport it in an R2-D3 plastic case.
Okay, it's R2-D2.
Right. Hold on. There's
what
a lot
did Rob
here.
Martyr think?
Rob Martyr, what do you think, Rob? He's up. He's getting ready for his newscast.
Oh, that's fine. That's you know, he's usually on my side, and I'm getting a lot of nays here.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot. I'm just trying to get one last one. You have a guest on. 630 says, wait, you have a guest on that doesn't think any product with the word Star Wars wouldn't have to pay royalties? You lost me, bro. Wow, guys.
Okay.
Love WGN, but you really messed this one up.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah, so you're actually hurting more than yourself in this case.
You know, I I think people are missing the point. No one's talking about the function of what I think is a cool invention. So, you know, I think I'm going to call this something else and sneak back onto the show sometime, and people will finally realize what a good product it is.
There's a couple face palms. Just the word face palm. Okay. I guess that's means, oi.
Yeah.
And a couple people saying that you say the word button weird. I don't know what that's about. I miss it. Yeah.
Button. So I say it how it's spelled, friends.
You say it how it's spelled. Okay, well, there's a lot going on here. Yeah, this is great. Most of the people hated it. Hung up, like you said, on the issue which Matt, our lawyer, argued with you that you can't just willy-nilly use the word Star Wars.
No, I think that was a journalism student.
Well,
he said
regardless,
he was a journalism major.
I think that was echoed several times tonight that you can't use Star Wars just for your product. You have to license
it. Well, a lot of other people do it, so, you know, it'll take us all to court then. That'll be pretty expensive,
yeah.
George Lucas.
Well, I want to thank everyone who called in and text. There were a lot tonight. There's probably over 100 people that text in to tell us how much they didn't like your idea. And were a couple of yays, and that's good. I think you're getting closer. I think if you lose the Star Wars, the electric banana peeler might have been something interesting. But
yeah, maybe. I think I've got some new ideas for next time then. I'm going to move away from food product and kitchen utility tools because I think, this is the wrong audience for it.
Yeah. Well, Steve Gatlin, our regular contributor to The Frying Pan, a local inventor who did IWantToDrawCatForYou.com. Thanks again for playing tonight. We'll look forward to next week with a brand new idea. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Justin.